Hello, welcome to day one of Energetic Momentum Injection, EMI for short. And I will be just calling it EMI for short from now on. This is going to be a 30-day sort of course, if you will. It's going to be dealing with a lot of tactics and strategies, and also tips, and also mindset shifts when it comes to general motivation for your goals, for your aspirations. Do you get yourself out of a puddle as well? Because for many of you, you're in a big puddle, so you need to get out of that. So so this 30 days is going to be a really sort of really go into like the actual deep, almost sort of spiritualistic sort of, but at times objective way on how to get the best out of you. And so yeah, this is going to be a pretty intensive course. All free. There's no charge for this whatsoever, and there's a few reasons for that. First things first, I'm still relatively new in the, should we say, on the web, so not fair for me to charge you coinage if you don't know who I am. And number two, I think we're in a situation where you know, it's I want to help based on my years of experience. Before I get into who I am and that sort of stuff, I want to sort of say that, you know, we're in a situation where you shouldn't really have to pay to get motivation. It's kind of like water. You shouldn't have to pay for it. It should be like it should be there. I'm not saying this is going to be like there will be some links to services or products which I feel will be useful for you, that will help add benefits to what you're trying to achieve. But you know, so I'm an affiliate in that respect, so sure, I may be paid in that respect. If you know, if you click on one of the links and you make a purchase to somebody else, I will make a commission. But this course itself will be completely free. Because I believe motivation, it helps drive momentum, which is what this course is about. And for me, it's helps because what I'm seeing, a lot of people don't have a motivation issue. What I see a lot of it is beliefs, which comes through their words. Few of us, and I'm no exception, few of us really know directly what our beliefs are. For many of us, most people have a lot of, you know, why do they care about beliefs? You know, they want the sale, they want the sort of the commission, they want the success story, they want to. But when it comes to beliefs, they're like, beliefs, why bother? And this is not going to be about changing beliefs. I wish it was. It's not. There may be some techniques which can translate into changing your beliefs, but this course isn't really about changing beliefs. Although I may add that if you do most or some or even a tiny fraction of these techniques or tactics, and you get a different experience, that may accumulate, which could help change your beliefs. But this isn't really a belief-changing course. Again, I wish it was, but it's not. Although beliefs and momentum are pretty much, they sort of go hand in hand. You can't really gain, in my opinion, you can't really gain momentum and not have it affect your belief in one way, shape, or form. That's not kind of how it works. It's a little bit strange. But yeah, so I'm going to try and keep these sort of videos, and if you do want to listen, I will include a video a it'll be a recording, and I will include a link to the audio below. So if you want to listen to it instead, you say I don't have time to watch. You know, I can only listen. That's fine. I will include a audio link at the bottom. And so this is all about having an injection of momentum, an energetic injection of momentum. I'll just call it sort of energetic momentum injection instead. I don't know why in that way, but I thought I'd do. It's a free course. You are welcome, of course, to share this towards friends, family, co-workers, whoever you feel will get benefit from this. Of course, go for it. But why me? What you know? Who am I? What's my spiel? As I say, my name is Julian Syrian. Hence why you have the little thing. Actually, it's this way, isn't it? In the corner there. I've been involved in the self-improvement / personal development space for, well, I think I started in 2008, and so that's a good 12, 14 years, could be more than that, 15 years. And I've always been intrigued by all sorts. Initially about meditation, then it was just general spirituality / psychology. Then I changed it into, for some reason, I went about weight loss. I got involved in the weight loss space for a tiny bit. And now I'm sort of easing like back and forward. And it's funny when you go into different niches, like different mentalities, different demographics, really fascinating stuff. So I've done all sorts. I'm a very sporty person myself. I love sport. It's good to use this in conjunction with training. But also I love like blogs and technology and so I'm having to use getting momentum in that respect as well. So I'm having to use what I'm going to say to you in my own personal life. Excuse me. I've also used some of the tips in the workplace. Because a lot of people will say, well, that's all very well and good when you're not in a work. What if you're in work? So I've had to use this in a workplace. And in case you're thinking, oh, that's lucky for you. You love your work. So it's not, you know, what about if somebody doesn't like their work? Will these tips work then? Actually, yes. The last two jobs I've had have absolutely stressed me out. I've had really stress really for the last sort of 20 odd years, which is such a long time. 2005 onwards, so 15 years then, on and off. So again, this is not really about stress. It's not about stress management. Again, I wish it was. I can only choose one thing, but I'm going for momentum. Now, that may involve a little bit of beliefs. That might change. It might involve a little bit of stress management, but it's not really specifically about stress management or changing your beliefs, although that would be part of it, you know. Don't get me wrong, but I've done all sorts really, and I've seen all sorts. I used to work in a call center for over sort of 17 years, so I saw a lot of activity, politics, dynamics. You know, sort of people interacting with customers, and then I did a very short stint in the catering industry. So I saw it played out in a different way. And I've had to use these techniques then to try and keep myself going, so to speak. So yeah, this is not going to be based on sort of theory and, you know, it's going to be based on actual real life examples. I've used it recently to tidy, because I'm not the biggest fan of tidying. As you can tell, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of tidying. If you're watching this video, you will see that it's a little bit of a mess behind me. I use these techniques to do that, to surprising results really. But a lot with me, I mean, I've had all sorts, stress being one of them, insomnia being the second. So if you're like, oh my God, what about sleep and momentum? And yes, I'll agree, momentum and sleep are literally two peas in a pod in my books. It you cannot have momentum without sleep. Yes, you hear stories of very successful people having very little sleep, but they're a minority. Most sports stars, most people who work, like who are CEOs, they get their sleep. They wake up very early, but they go to bed pretty early as well. Some Hollywood celebrities, I believe, get up early, but they go to bed early as well. There is a sleep aspect which we will be talking about. I've had my fair share of depression. No sob story, and I'm not the worst case, but I'll be relating momentum with depression. Sort of anxiety. I have social anxiety, probably why I'm doing this, face to face in front of a camera. I'm too nervous doing this really out in the public world. But thankfully, we have technology. We have the web, so we don't have to necessarily go on stage, write a book or that sort of stuff. If you want to write a book, great, and I may do, but not a requirement. We can now do this. In this mundane age, we can now do this face to face, on camera, and go from there. So it's going to be a 30 days course of trying to get and build momentum, and it's going to involve all sorts of tactics, from like spiritual tactics to psychological tactics, including but not exclusively NLP. I know for some of you, you may have heard of NLP. For some of you, you may not have heard of NLP. NLP, very quickly, is called neuro-linguistic programming. It's basically how the brain works, based on modeling behavior. Not completely, but for the most part. I'll hold my hands up. I'm not an NLP expert, in case you're asking. I'm not. I'm not a trainer. Again, I wish I was, but I have learned to use NLP techniques. But in case you think NLP is not for you, there are techniques. So it's not going to be all about NLP. For those people who are not into NLP, that's fine. There'll be other techniques that do not include NLP. But I thought I'd mention it to let you know that I'm aware of the subject, of the topic of NLP, and I'll be using some of those techniques in this course. Not always, but I will do some. But I'll also be using some spiritual meditation techniques and tactics. But also, it's not about tactics, and it's not always about techniques. One thing I realized when I was designing this, some of it is also about the general mentality, because there is an objective viewpoint towards the world, but there's also a subjective viewpoint. I'm not gonna get all sort of deep and heavy in this sort of this sort of intro video or podcast / audio if you're listening to this, but I will say that there is going to be a shift taking place in your general mentality, how you view the world, how you view reality. I could be wrong, but I don't see your CEOs, your sports stars, your famous entertainers, like getting there by fluke. And I don't really think they get there really from their initial, like they're not using a mental trick. Well, they might use a mental trick or device, but they're not really, it's from what I observe and what I've heard, there's a general difference in mentality. Pretty early on as well, I may add. It's not so much they knew these people and suddenly that was it. They pretty early on, they just think differently. That's what I'm trying to say. Words. They think differently. And this is what this course is about. It's about thinking differently. And that's very easy to say and hard to do. And trust me, I should know. I'm a veteran in that, because I've tried different services in the past, and you think you've got it and you haven't. And then suddenly you go to bed late, insomnia, and suddenly guess what, you're screwed, and you wake up the next day, you're fatigued, you're tired, and you think, what the hell was I doing the day before? Oh my god, I'm such an idiot. I am my own worst critic, so if you're heavy into criticizing yourself, into really slating your butt hard. Yeah, I am so with you, because that is me in a nutshell. So do not fear. I will absolutely rip myself a new one easy. Having said that, that creates experience which can be useful for people like you. So we're kind of learning on the job here. It's like an apprenticeship of sort, but it's also based on real life. As I said, there's not some, you know, some weird article that you sometimes see. This is based on real life. This is reality, you know. So yeah, it's going to be, you know, 30 days on that. Tips, techniques, tactics, strategies, but also a mindset shift, including whether you believe you have a soul or not. And I'll come back to this later on down the road, because whether you believe you have a soul or a spirit or not, maybe the case may be not. Again, I don't want to get too sort of spiritual too early on, because, you know, I may be spiritual, but that doesn't mean to say that is right for everybody, you know. But that type of, you know, whether you are or not, whether you think you've got a soul or not, could or could not determine how successful you are with this, because spirituality, and I learned so much about that as well, and I've applied a lot of that, don't get me wrong, has different outcomes to non-spiritual stuff. In my books, more effective, but you can still get benefit from a non-spiritualistic approach towards gaining momentum. And that's what it's all down to, gaining momentum. It's getting an injection of momentum to create more energy. Hence why it's called an energetic momentum injection. You know, there's a reason why I use those terms, that terminology. It's not completely about motivation, because motivation, as many of you know, is a short, fleeting sort of, you know, feeling. Good, don't get me wrong, but it's not completely about motivation. In my humble opinion, I think it's about gaining momentum. You know, trying to create a sort of, I don't know if you can see this, this sort of vicious circle, but in a good way. If you're listening, all I did was just do a circle with clicking my fingers. It's creating a circle of momentum. Because motivation is very subjective, but momentum is pretty obvious, and you know, it's progress. So yeah, it's going to be about creating progress, because I'm seeing a lot of these, like, because I'm an affiliate for many products, and I've come across and have read and even bought many myself, and they mean well. Don't get me wrong, they mean very well. Some of them are crap. You know, I'm not going to name names, but some of them are crap. Let's be honest. Let's call it straight, and there will be a lot of straight talkiness as well. You know, if you love your straight frank talk, great. I'm with you again on that one. You know, no bull crap. Let's just, you know, let's call it straight. There's a lot of howlers out there. You know, there's some great products. Don't get me wrong. There's some great services. You know, I'm using one myself. You know, and I do recommend, if you're into video streaming and downloading, you know, if you're trying to download videos, you know, trying to stream and record and download, I do recommend you use StreamYard. I think it's a great product. But there's also some howlers out there. There's some, I've used some video stuff which necessarily isn't very good. So I prefer StreamYard. You can tell there's a little, if you're watching this, there's a little at the top right there. But, you know, let's be fair, there are some products which aren't very good. So yeah, I won't name names. Calm down, and I've got to say that for legal reasons. And in fact, before I carry on, before I forget about legality, you know about my affiliates thing. I said that this morning. I'm recording this morning. I've said that moments ago. Sorry. But also, this course may not be designed for everyone. There's an old expression in life. You know, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And that's so true. Some of you, like, I love motivation. I love that sort of stuff. But even I admit that it's not for everyone. And it's not even for me. Like, for me, if I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm screwed. I don't care what technique I use. I mean, some of them may work for me, and I have used techniques in the past when I've woken up at the wrong time. But I know, generally speaking, and I think we can all agree, sleep is pretty important, right? So, yeah, before I carry on, this course may not be for you. There's no guarantees of any success. And this is not me just trying to come out some sort of crappy sort of disclaimer. Oh, you know, these results aren't typical and that sort of stuff. What I'm saying is that what works for me may not work for you. That's why there's 30 days, because there's a lot of stuff out there. Like I've got so much knowledge, which I've applied myself to some degree. I'm giving you this, yeah. The reason it's for free is A, people don't know me. P, there's no trust, there's no authenticity. I mean, I want to be authentic, but there's no authority. So I'm gonna have to give this to you guys for free. But that doesn't really bother me so much, because for me it's like, you know what, I'd rather give this to you for free so you can base it on real life experience, and for me to charge, I don't know, 47, 97, 147, whatever, you know. And you know, you put it on your shelf, your sort of digital shelf, your hard drive, and don't do much with it, you know. So yeah, you get it for free, but not a bad thing, you know. You know, share the love, as they say, share the love. Yes, I will have to monetize this, because you know, we all have bills to pay. But you know, that's optional. You don't have to click any of these links. Fine. But I will include stories and my own personal problems, because like I said, I've talked about my depression, which I've had since around mid-2000s, on and off. I've had learned helplessness, and I will be referring to learned helplessness, which is a condition where it's so strange how many people still don't know. I think people have a lot of learned helplessness. I think the whole world, to some degree, unless you're the most gung-ho person in the world, you probably have a form of learned helplessness. You know, what's that? Well, basically, when you come out with an objection, a silly one, and then nearly like a realistic one. Like, for example, I give an example. Like, you know, why don't you, for example, take up running? Let's say you like sport, but you need to lose a few pounds. You've got to do some running, for example. Now, why don't you do some running? Oh, I haven't got the time. Yeah, I mean, classic objection. I haven't got the time. But it's a silly one, because you make the time. You get up earlier. Hello. You know, you get up earlier. You know. So, I will include actual issues which I've had myself. What was I going to say now? There's been something else before I wrap up this intro video. I will say now that a lot of it is routine. But I always feel that routine is the outcome, not the cause. A lot of tactics out there, great that they may be, are the outcome, not the cause. We're trying to find the cause. Why are you not creating routine? Why? And usually it's because some sort of deep, way back in your psyche, some deep belief, core belief, that is not being addressed. For me, a lot of it, and I'll deal with my belief, I'll talk about my beliefs later on, was due to the fact that I was scared of life, and I'm still a little bit now, actually. I still get anxiety now. So I'm doing this 30 days with you, but I'm also learning on the spot myself. So I'm applying what I'm teaching, you know, practice what you preach and all that, fine. But more so, I'm also the teacher, I'm also the teachee, because I'll be applying more of these techniques. I'm applying them now, so no hypocrisy here, but what I'm saying is, you know, we're both learning here, but also we're both are the teacher, because I'm only as good as you guys. And at the end of the day, if you feel you're not getting benefit, or maybe you want me to change direction, let me know. There are no comments down below, although I may work on that later on my website, but there will be a way you can leave me comments on my TikTok page, because I'll be using TikTok to kind of market this, you know, and give info as well for free, like do little short clips. All right, I'm going to try and wrap up this video now. So yeah, thank you so much for watching or listening. I may include a transcript, let me know if you want one, and I'll put this in transcript form. Before I carry on, or before I finish, I will say very quickly, there will be humor in this, because I think humor, stories are great. Humor is brilliant. Stories plus humor, perfect. Well, it's not perfect, but perfect in a context. Because I've read stuff, and the content's been good, but the message or the delivery of it has been pretty boring and monotonous. And I don't want that. I want you guys to actually be excited, like, I know, momentum, excitement, injection, you know. So I told you there's a reason why I called it EMI. I also want you guys to actually, you know, just, you know, put a smile on your face. Because in this mundane age, you know, people are just so, a lot of them are so gloomy. You see that a lot online. So yeah, there will be humor. And if humor is not your thing, you may want to not do this course, okay? So, yeah, you got to be careful with that. I may have to change the name, actually. It may not be called EMI. It might be called something else, because if that's trademarked, I'm thinking that could cause issues. But it'll be called EMI for now. But if you find that you go online and it's not called EMI, it's called something else, then that's the reason I've had to change the name. But it will be about momentum. It will be an injection about momentum, and it will be an energetic injection about momentum. I might have to call it EIM, actually. Does that sound catchy? So when you're doing a course, you've got to find a way to make it sort of catchy. So yeah, the name is still undecided, but it's all about giving you guys tactics that help momentum. And that's pretty needed, because I don't know about you, you buy a course, and then you get some good information from it, but because you lack momentum, nothing happens. You might use one technique and that's it. Like, I'll be very quick. This is supposed to be 25. I'm designing this to be 20, 25 minutes. But very, very quickly, like, I bought a course on blogging. Brilliant course. Fantastic. Have I used most of it? No. Why not? Well, because I, at the time, lacked momentum. So, and even the energy as well. Don't forget, I'm trying to get over my insomnia. So I'm more for people who, you know, I'm trying to aim it for people who, like me, bought all this good stuff, may have applied it once or twice, but not done much for the most part. All right. So that's my wrap. I'm going to sort of go now. But day two will be tomorrow. And I'll try and create more substantial value for you guys. I wasn't saying too much, like, techniques out there. The one technique I will say, if you're desperate for technique, learn forgiveness, because one thing I'd say that helps momentum is forgiveness. I will talk more about forgiveness tomorrow. But you want to, you know, you leave around, you know, Julian, you've not given us anything at all. You just come out with waffle and crap. I want something. Forgive, because not towards me, forgive your past. Because one thing I'd say is I have done an NLP technique, which has increased my momentum, give me an injection of energy without forgiving before. And it lasts for about maybe 10, 20 minutes. And I've also forgiven and then done the technique. And the difference is not in day. You suddenly have more energy. It goes more half an hour, because you can't really change your life in 30 minutes. It takes longer and longer. Yeah, there are 5-minute rules here and 10 second rules there, but it takes more and more and more to gain the required shift. Okay. So to leave you guys not hanging and drying, I'm going to sort of say, if you can find a way to forgive yourself for whatever negative energy or baggage you're carrying across towards your goals, let's say, for example, you want to, again, lose your weight, for example, I don't know why I've got that in my head, but I have, and you're running, forgive the fact that you've eaten maybe poor food choices in the past, or maybe you were good when you were young, but for some reason you've gained a few over the last few years, and forgive yourself. You'll find your momentum will change when you learn to forgive. Self-forgiveness is very important. Self-compassion is very important. That's one of the techniques we'll talk about later. In a few weeks, could be tomorrow, could be a few weeks, there'll be an intuitive vibe towards this, because I believe I want to speak from the heart, because that's where truth comes from the heart. Maybe that's a spiritual part of me, who knows? Anyway, I'm going to wrap up. This is now 30 minutes. I promise, hopefully, that these will be between 20, 25 minutes, because I don't want to be too long about this, all right? But as always, your feedback on my main TikTok page will be always invaluable. And yeah, thank you so much for listening or watching. Let me know if you want a transcript. All right, ciao for now.